We'll hear the voice of a truly famous silent key in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. This rain report was never heard as a rain report because it was produced 2 years before this weekly amateur radio podcast appeared on the scene. We're going to take you back 28 years to 1988, to a very different time in ham radio. A New Hampshire ham named Wayne Green, W2NSD, never say die, had his entrepreneurial fingers in many pies then, and I don't mean raspberry either. Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, got as close as he ever has to tabloid journalism in this 1988 interview with Wayne.
Wayne Green is a household name to many hams, especially to subscribers of 73 Magazine, who have the benefit of reading his outspoken, candid columns on a monthly basis. Green was founder of 73 Magazine back in 1960. He is publisher of it today. Speaking of publishing, a book has been published about Wayne Green, entitled Run, Wayne, Run, See Wayne Run. It was written by a Mr. G. Williamson, but in reality, Green says the book was written by his ex-wife.
As far as I know, from what everything I've heard, the book was not written by Mr. Williamson, by Mrs. Williamson, who is the ex-Mrs. Green.
Newsline reported that Mr. G. Williamson is a lawyer who faced Green in court. Green, however, says he doesn't even recall talking to the man. Devotees of Wayne Green will recall he ran for vice president of the United States not long ago. Or did he?
I set up a pretense of running for vice president, which every interview on the radio and the newspapers I explained was just a pretense to get across some ideas that I thought were important. And I thought that that provided a platform. And it did indeed, very much so, provide a platform to get those ideas across. I found the ideas very well received. One of the ideas in particular was that I stressed was the importance of getting amateur radio growing again so that our country would have a renewed source of engineers and technicians so that we could eventually get back our lost consumer electronic industries so that we would have engineers and technicians to develop electronics that both industry and military need that we are losing very rapidly. What lead we did have in electronics to Japan. Amateur radio is providing them with hundreds of thousands of engineers and technicians.
Green says the timing of the release of this book with the upcoming national election is not a coincidence.
I think they had to maintain the flimsy pretext that it had something to do with me being vice president. They had to get it out before the election. I understand that it is a terribly written book, which is not surprising because I don't recall Virginia ever writing anything before in her life.
Does Green have some idea as to why his ex-wife wrote the book about him?
Yes, I think I do. I believe she's working out her own psychological problems this way, as best as I can see. The best thing that ever happened in her whole life was me, and she blew that twice now. So I think that she has to throw as much mud at me as she can to kind of rationalize having done that.
And Green doesn't believe that he's being boastful when he says he was the best thing that ever happened to her.
Don't want to go into a lot of background on it, but first I rescued her from her parents, who she really needed rescuing from, and as far as I know, she has not contacted them in years, got her out of that situation, and helped teach her about publishing and so forth. So I think I did very well for her. And when she was in a good mental state, we had a very nice, very good marriage.
Wayne Green, W2NSD, has not read the book that is out about him, nor does he plan to.
I have enough aggravation running businesses and handling the other things that are going on without sitting down and spending time to hit myself over the head with something like that. I'm not sure if there is any truth or much truth in the book. I understand that a lot of things were taken out of context, obviously so, with the purpose of embarrassing me. I had founded a company called Carlson Associates to put out loudspeaker enclosures, and we had taken an invention that Mr. Carlson had made of a wideband microwave antenna and applied that to a loudspeaker because microwaves and audio are the same wavelength. And the book went on kind of at length saying, well, you know, that was illegal to do that because that was owned by the company they worked for, so forth and so on. And that was absolutely baloney because the invention was made by Mr. Carlson of the antenna with the previous company that he worked for. He had a total release on it to do anything he wanted with that invention. And subsequently, we were able to get patents on it, et cetera. So it was all free and clear. And that's just the kind of supposition that is in there, apparently. As I say, that caused my wife to worry about it, and she asked me about that.
On a related matter, an article appeared this past summer about Green in the Associated Press, which, says Green, was complimentary for the most part, but there was the matter of Jeff Betray, a former employee.
He said something about my having a lot of ideas, but none with any depth. I kind of said, you know, well, I think I've accomplished a lot more than most people because some of my ideas apparently do have some depth. The idea for starting 73 has worked out fairly well over the years. In 28 years now, not many magazines last that long. I was a founder of American Mensa, which is the same age. I started that the same year. That has 60,000 members, and that's doing pretty well. So that had some depth to it. And while I was in college, I started a radio broadcasting station, which is today the largest student activity in the college and doing quite well. And I've started a number of magazines that have done very well down through the years, generating hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues. So my ideas aren't totally without depth.
Then there was a matter of another employee, Tom Westheimer.
He and his friend Peter had come up with a software protection device that looked pretty good to me, and they were over in Bangkok, Thailand. So I went over there and looked at it and said, gee, you know, this looks like it has possibilities if everything you say about it being easy to produce and inexpensive are true. So I paid for them to move to New Hampshire with their families and help them get houses and cars, not cheap houses. One of them had a big estate with a swimming pool and so forth, and we did it kind of well. Bought offices for them, equipped them, hired the staffs, and let them run the business totally on their own, just with reporting to me. 2 years later, they still had not made one single sale of the product. Then I went with them to visit a chip manufacturer to get an estimate on the cost of producing the product, and it was way off what they had said it would be, many, many times what they said. It turned out that this was not going to be very practical. I should have looked into it a lot earlier and a lot sooner. They then wanted to go into selling it to the military because they didn't care how much it cost. And I said, well, if you want to do that, fine, but you're going to have to do that on your own without me continuing to finance you. And I believe I spent about $650,000 on the effort. Tom is mad at me for stopping Peter, and neither one of them wanted to talk to me. And Tom says I fired him. I've had a lot of people work for me and get trained and go on to do better, many of them doing very well. And I have fired a few people, but not very many, and far fewer than I should have, and far after I should have fired them. But I find that, in general, what few enemies I have are almost invariably people that have taken me to the cleaners and were really mad when I stopped it.
And finally, Wayne Green suggests readers take a pass if they see Run, Wayne, Run, See Wayne, Run on the shelves in your local radio store.
If people want to read the book, I think they're going to find the same thing that I've heard, and that is that it is terribly written. A lot of stuff taken out of context from different legal cases and so forth. I don't think there's any benefit. I certainly don't see any benefit in me reading it. I haven't heard from anybody that found it of interest at all.
Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP, speaking with Wayne Green, W2NSD, a controversial ham in the late 1980s who just couldn't seem to stay out of the limelight. Hap conducted a series of weekly audio podcasts with Wayne in the late 90s called Wayne Pontificates. And did he ever? Wayne became a silent key on September 13, 2013. The Rain Report is copyright 1990. 2016 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for everyone connected with these Rain reports, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com, and found somewhere in iTunes. Keep on hamming.